One of my first ships was a medium-sized Norwegian cargo vessel. Those Norwegians are the best diesel men in the world. I saw a German dive bomber hit a Dutch TNT ship in the English harbor last year. Six men, three Dutchmen, a Yugoslavian, and a Norwegian were thrown 400 yards into the air and lived. They were badly smashed up when I saw them in hospital, but they lived. Another time I was traveling in a convoy with a TNT ship when the Jerry Raiders came over. A bomb fell on the forward hatch, killing three men, but by some miracle didn't touch off the explosives. Near the coast of England, my ship was attacked by Nazi E-boats. The attack on the convoy lasted for 4 days and four nights. Our gun crews were at the action stations 24 hours a day. The German boats sped in among the ships, coming so close it was difficult to hit the enemy without hitting our own ships. We were torpedoed in the bow, but were able to make port. There are times at sea when you can hear submarines scraping along the sides or bottom of your boat. They travel directly below you for days at a time. When corvettes let go with their depth charges, we men of the engine room crew catch the echo of the explosions. The report is a kind of crackling noise, just like someone banging a piece of metal with a small hammer. While you people at home eat pork and steak, we eat fish. For 12 meals a week, we eat fish. All sorts of fish. Fish for breakfast, dinner, supper, and we even have fish for dessert. We have fish soup, fish stew, and even fish cake.